you for holding. Is this Anissa?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Anissa. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's a busy day so far, but good problem to have, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I understand that you were speaking with Tara about listing the company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line. She wants to see if I could apply a new in-business credit for AJ's moving and junk removal service. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Oh, I think she has explained it, where it would be, we would be on the front page to where somebody was looking, like how I do. I put in moving company, and then X amount of ones pop up with a map and that, and then, you know, she said.
Right, yep. So it's a Google Places placement. You'd be one of those top recommended people right next to the map there if you type in junk removal or hauling.
Right, right.
You could also
absolutely
be up there for moving services. Yeah. So the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. You know, if you do that search, there's only a couple of people that show. We only have one spot open within our company today as a Google partner. But when that happens, they'll give us a qualified candidates list. And then my reps like Tara, they're basically just calling out on it right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. So obviously you could see the value of being on Google in front of your competitors, right?
Oh, yes. Everybody uses Google that has an Android, where everybody that has an iPhone. So.
Right. Right. Hey, you're doing my job now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's funny. Yeah, but it has been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. So we're just going to make sure you're showing up in front of your customers.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. As far as cost, everything we do here, it's month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. What they charge to cover this 40-mile radius, it's usually $499 per month. There's a new in-business credit that Tara requested. That's why she wanted me to come on the line. I can reduce the price with that new in-business credit. I could get it down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. Then I would also be able to include some additional features like first page placement on Bing, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. There's about 60 total directories that have pre-existing relationships with Google, even like if somebody's using an Amazon Alexa device. So you'd be a top recommended option on Amazon Alexa voice search results.
Okay.
So as long as they're within that service area, of course. But, I mean, if I could approve the platinum package for that $299 pricing structure, is that something you could see a value in doing for AJ's Moving and Junk Removal Service?
Yes, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, Mr. John. Now, that $299, is that going to be every month?
Correct.
Is it go back to the $400 a month?
No. So if you come on board with us today at $299, you'll keep that rate for as long as you're with us.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. If I decided that I want to increase the mile radius, will that fee go up or does it stay the same?
Yes. No, it'll go up because we'll have to do Google Ads on top of the local listing. So these local listings cover up to 40 miles. If you want to go further than that, we could do Google Ads to target the additional areas. Like if you say, hey, I want to cover 50 or 60, we can incorporate Google Ads, but the price will definitely go up.
Okay, because how it works is we do the whole United States. We do local and long distance. We go all over. We just don't, you know, we're right here. Our office is in Plant City in the Tampa Bay area, you know, but we travel all over. So.
Right, right. Well, what I would recommend is establishing yourself with the local listing for the Hillsborough County and surrounding areas. And then after a month or two, if you want to expand, at least you'll be doing that with the money that you're making from the local jobs rather than just taking a bunch of money out of your pocket. Yeah.
Let me do the 40 miles right now and see how that works the first month, and then I can increase it as it goes.
Exactly. Yep. You can increase it. You could change the keywords. You could do that all through your account management team here.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google Business Profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, go ahead and use this phone number right now. This is the main number, but I do have a company number, but everybody seems to call this number. So,
gotcha.
And if I have to, I can actually take this number and have everything redirected over to the actual company number if I have to. It'll
route
to that number.
Okay. So, yeah, that's something we could help you with, too, if you want, like, a Google Voice number. It's definitely a product that we can offer. It's no extra charge.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how this works, and then we can go from there.
Okay, and then what's your last name, Anissa?
Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N.
Okay, and are you the sole owner?
No, my sons are partners with me.
Okay. Let me add them to the profile. What are their first names?
First name for my first son is Anthony.
Okay.
Last name Hoover, H-O-O-V-E-R.
Okay.
And then my youngest son, which is the other one, his name is Jaylen, J-A-Y-L-E-N.
Okay. And also Hoover?
No, Solomon.
Solomon. Okay, gotcha.
Solomon.
All right, and then let me go ahead and save. Just in case they call in, at least we have them on file and we'll be able to help them as well. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and you could share that with them if they need any help or they want to make changes to the listing.
Oh, they leave all that up to me. They handle all of the employees out there. So.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, I'll send it to you anyway in case you need my help. And then,
absolutely.
I have your website here that AJ's moving. Oh, it's interesting.
Yep,
I don't know if this is it. It looks like a...
It's www.ajsmovingservice.com.
Okay, yeah, but that was not what we had.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was...
That could have been...
Down. It's okay. I'll fix it. I got it, though.
Yeah.
The logo has the guy with the blue button up, thumbs up.
Yep, that's him. That's my oldest son. That's what he looks like.
That's Anthony?
Yeah, that's Anthony.
He's a handsome guy. He's got a nice white smile.
Anthony goes by So if he calls, he'll say AJ. So, and then my youngest son, he goes by Jay instead of Jaylen. So, but those are their Anthony Hoover and Jaylen Solomon.
I like that.
Go by Jay. Yeah.
Yeah, my youngest son, his name is Kyrie G, but it's his middle name is spelled J-E-E, and we call him KJ all the time. He goes, call me KJ, I'm KJ. He doesn't want to be called Kyrie. So, I kind of like it, though. I mean, I gave him those initials for a reason. And then they're going to send sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. They're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. There's a five-digit number on the back of that card that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 1501 Johnson, J-O-H-S-O-N, and that's Road, Plant City, Florida.
Oh, I found it.
Yep.
33566.
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. Perfect. And then I could hide the street address for you if you'd like.
No, that's all right.
Okay. And then what's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure that I'm putting you on.
Okay. Let me get that for you. I normally give my email, my personal email is what I would open at first until I paid my.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to send over the receipt And that way you can add it to your write-off so you don't miss out on it. And if you ever want to swap it out. Okay, I'm ready.
Hello?
I'm ready.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Anissa.
Okay. It is AJMoving dot junk removal.
Junk removal. Okay.
Uh-huh. At gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. That'll make it easy. There's a tracking system that comes in the form of an app that you'll be able to download. And it's a really cool feature. It actually makes it so you can, like, request reviews. Like, when your sons are wrapping up a job, you can plug in their number, and it'll send them, like, a link to the Google Business profile and ask about their experience. But it'll also kind of, like, pipeline calls. So if you're missing some calls, Anissa, it'll save their number and all their information, and then you can go back in there and call them back when you're available.
Oh, that's perfect. That sounds great.
Yeah, that way you're not missing out on any opportunities. It'll make your life a lot easier. You just have it all right there on an app on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, right. Perfect.
And then I have the business profile set up. We're going to want to do a client interview with you tomorrow. The client interview is where we go over, like, all the services you provide, the service area, and then just make sure that the listings are representing the business properly. Usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time?
This time. Around, not mornings or afternoons. Let's see, can we do around 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I could do this same time tomorrow between 6 and 7.
That'll work, because I have to go pick up a china cabinet for a client and deliver it to their parents' house.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm going to schedule it, and then I will send you a calendar invitation. I'm also going to text you 1 hour before, just as a heads up. So at 5 o'clock, I'll shoot you a little message, make sure that we're still on par for that. If something pops up, we could change it, but I want to get that done as soon as possible.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
And do you guys have any kind of license or insurance?
We don't have our license yet. We're in the process of waiting for those.
I don't think it's actually required in Florida for junk removal and moving services.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but we use a lot of the U-Hauls, so when I use the U-Hauls for the movings, I actually put the insurance on that. We put anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000 on the vehicle and the belongings of the customer.
Perfect. So there's a form I'm going to send you right now. It's for Google verification. You only got to do this one time, but fill it out as much as you can with what you have. If anything's missing, it tells you right at the bottom, don't worry, we'll three-way call with a rep from the Google headquarters, and we'll verify you over the phone. Okay, but try to fill that out as much as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
So it's $299.99, is that what it is?
No, it's $299.00. So there's no extra 99, there's no extra charges, there's no other, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So this will cover you all the way up till March 12th.
Okay, let me go ahead and transfer the money over onto the business card, and then we'll get it taken. So give me just a second.
No worries, take your time.
And you sent the documents over already?
I sent the Google verification form. When this payment clears, they're going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing with all the billing information, products and features, the billing date, cancellation policy, and then you're going to have to sign off on the bottom of that.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. I had somebody else call me today that were saying they were with Google, and it just didn't make sense of what they were rattling about, so I hung up on them.
That would make sense, though, because the position became available today. So usually when a spot opens up, they'll create a list of the companies that they feel are qualified in the area, and then they'll send that out to the Google partners. There's four of us total. And so they kind of swarm the area trying to fill the spot before anybody else. So
right.
that would make sense if you got a call about it today. But what made you feel like they weren't?
Yeah, it felt like a scam because they had broken English really bad, and they were explaining things like how you were, you know, how you and the other young lady did. So
gotcha.
Yeah,
I would have been a little leery too because all the Google headquarters are in California, so they should have been speaking fine English, you know.
Yeah, and then the call came in as a scam call. So
Yeah, that's a red flag too.
Yep. So, yeah, it came in as a spam call. And then it took forever to connect. So, yeah.
Very interesting. Actually, it's not showing that we contacted you or one of the other Google partners today. So, that's, I wonder what that was.
It was a spam.
Yeah. I mean, the caller ID says it all, huh? Yeah.
Yes, it does. That it does. All right. So, it's $2.99.
Yeah, it'll be $2.99 exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. Sure. Got it there. It'll probably come back and decline it because it'll probably come back and say fraud, but it's been
because
doing
it's
that.
Out of
it has
state.
That, and I had fraud on his card, so that's another reason. So, yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, all I have to do, it'll send me a text, and then what I'll do is say yes.
Oh, yeah, you just confirm it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really common, because remember, we do this all over the country, and we're in California, so, you know, if it's out of state, it's very normal for the bank to send you that notification, and you have to approve it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, let's go ahead and do it.
45
0700 okay.
80
Mhm.
52
8052
46 Mhm.
And the last two?
86
86
The number
okay. 86 All right. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
12/25
12/25 And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
It is 513
513, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, let me go and update. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
It's AJ's Moving and Junk Removal Service.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Anissa Solomon, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
I'm the only one, yes.
All right. Just have to make sure it's not somebody pretending to be you or something, you know?
Correct.
And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Now that's just for your protection because we don't want you to like duplicate anything that we've already done for you or to have you pay for something that you already have. The package that I have you on, you shouldn't need anything else, really, Anissa. I try to make sure that I added as many additional features as I could. That way you guys don't have any extra bills floating around. We'll be like your one-stop shop.
Okay.
Okay. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 12th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked in this new and business credit indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, now it does state in the fine print, Anissa, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. Not that I think you're going to cancel, but just full disclosure. It says if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, okay, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And your payment actually cleared without the notification. Yeah, sometimes it's usually you're supposed to get the notification, but you should have a confirmation text message there as well as an email. It'll say, like, Anissa, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Local Splash, we sent you a copy of invoice to email we have on file. Okay, great. Yeah, because I'll need that for so when I do the taxes and everything.
Right, but there's also a link there. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And there's a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it's actually going to have all the products and features in that Platinum Bundle that I promised you. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure that we agreed on, the $299. It'll have the billing date, the cancellation policy. And then at the bottom, you have to sign off on it. It's got your. It'll ask you to type in your first and last name to that box.
Yep, I'm doing it now. Love it.
Okay. And then there's a hard copy of that sent over to your email. So you always have that on file for your records. And then when you're done with that, you'll also see there's a Google verification. So you'll get another text message with a link. It'll look kind of similar to that one, but it'll say localsplash.com/Google. And that's where you send in all the paperwork, like the insurance and stuff that we talked about. It's pretty easy. It has like little buttons where you can just like upload a photo. And if you have it already in your phone, you could just upload it from there, or you could flip it over to camera and just take a picture of it and send it in. It's pretty convenient.
Yeah, I see it now. Now, my thing is I use U-Haul. So how do I do that, Mr. John?
Yeah, that's okay. Like, you could send in, I've had guys even cover up their license plate. I mean, you could just send in what you have, you know? It's better to have something there. So even if it's just like a personal vehicle and you want to cover the number and then send that in, it goes over to the Google headquarters, and then it tells you right at the bottom, like, sometimes if they can't verify you because there's not enough information, we'll just verify you over the phone. So they want you to try this first. And then if there's anything holding you back, we'll just call and verify it over the phone with one of the reps from Google.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, so nothing's going to stop us from getting you guys up there.
Good, good. That's what I love. I need all the business I can get. I have two grandchildren, and they get all the money, the two grandchildren.
I know how that is. Yeah. I always thought, oh, I have boys. This is going to be great. You know, it's going to be cheap. Psych. They're dangerous, and they go through shoes like crazy.
Yeah,
they're spoiled. These guys, I don't know what I'm going to do when they get older and start driving, you know, because they're asking me for new trucks every other day.
Mine are grown. My kids are grown, so they get their own vehicles.
Yeah, that's right. If you raise them right, though, you know, then you don't have anything to worry about. You know,
they'll be really responsible.
Yeah, it sounds like you got two good ones there. And you could always share the number with them too. I know you you handle all the online marketing, but if they do have questions, comments, or concerns, or they want to make a change to something, or they run into a knucklehead out there where they're like, hey, I know this guy's going to write us a bad review. John, help us out. So, you know, if we catch on to those things ahead of time, it could definitely save the reputation and keep you guys at that five-star rating. So definitely let us know anything pops up out there.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up, Anissa. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we are going to circle back with you tomorrow around the same time. It's between 6 and 7 for your client interview.
Sounds good. Thank you, love.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye-bye. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.